Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. A decade-long battle between the State Ethics Commission and a former candidate for governor will continue. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on today's meeting of the State Ethics Commission.
An ethics case against Republican John Oxendine will have a special hearing August 21st. The first ethics complaint was filed in 2009 and the most recent in 2017. Allegations include misspending campaign contributions and illegal loans from Oxendine's campaign to his business. Oxendine's attorney was not able to attend the meeting, so the preliminary hearing is continued until next month. The Ethics Commission says it has around 140 cases still pending. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
The Supreme Court temporarily blocked the question of citizenship from being added to the census today. Azadeh Shashahani with Project South, an immigration advocacy group, says for now, it's a win.
Well, it's a good development for sure, and hopefully people will participate, and hopefully the administration will back down from its efforts to try to push this question on the census.
Shashahani says the question of citizenship was simply an attempt to scare off immigrants from taking the census. The citizenship question was removed in 2010. Atlanta-based Cox Enterprises is selling its radio stations to the same company that just bought its TV stations. The news comes after Cox announced in February it had sold a majority stake of its 14 TV stations to Apollo Global Management. Cox owns 60 radio stations, including WSB Radio in Atlanta.